Now, Health for Life with Dr. Rohan Basundath of Preventus Collaborative Health. Take charge of your family's health at Preventus.com.
Can we take the healthy eating message too far? There is an eating disorder called orthorexia, and I might even be saying it wrong. Dr. Rohan Basundath joining us today. Hello, Dr. Rohan.
Hi, good afternoon, Angela.
Did I at least nail the name?
Orthorexia.
Orthorexia, yes. And what is that?
So orthorexia is, and again, now it's not an official medical diagnosis at this point. It's something that is early on in the stages as being recognized as an issue, and it's considered an eating disorder, and it's an unhealthy preoccupation with healthy food.
And you know what? I knew this was going to happen because, of course, for so many years, we knew about anorexia, bulimia, and we always worry that the pendulum is going to swing too far the other way. So what are some of the symptoms of someone who may have orthorexia?
You know, I think, again, it's not going to be a simple diagnosis. I think there's a lot of people out there who are dealing with this and not recognizing it. And it really is just you're spending too much time focused on what you're eating and not eating. As simple as that. And it's affecting your everyday life. But not only that, it's affecting your health.
Now, wait a second, though, but you're not to the point where you're depriving yourself. You're just so conscious of the foods that you are eating. I'm just curious. Are orthorexics like anorexics?
So they're not like, they're, in one sense, they're like anyone with an eating disorder, whether it's bulimia or anorexia, two of the more popular ones we hear about regularly, where really those, the eating component of it is really a symptom of an underlying disorder, whether it is a self-esteem disorder, a body dysmorphic disorder. This is very similar to that, from my understanding of it to this point, that it's a sign or symptom that we're not dealing with something else in our lives effectively.
Gee, okay, and it's always coming to that, trying to control something, I think, is what you often hear about some of these things.
That certainly is it, trying to be too much in control of one aspect of your life, to the point where people are leaving out things. They're getting the diet can potentially get more and more restrictive to the point where you're making excuses not going out with people because you don't want to be tempted to eat unhealthy, in quotations, sort of food.
What a fine line. Does it also involve exercise, or is it just someone who's kind of obsessed with eating really well?
So really the focus is on eating when we're talking about orthorexia. There may come to a point when it is recognized in the medical literature and it is recognized as a diagnostic criteria, but we're certainly a good ways off from that right now.
So many of these things, as you've kind of mentioned, are almost a mental illness as well. So it must almost take a team of, well, medical experts to be able to, first of all, recognize it and then treat it.
You know, it takes awareness and maybe a team to treat for sure, to recognize it. Hopefully the day will come when your family physician will accept it and recognize it. It's an example of people taking things to an extreme. If one glass of red wine is good for you, the bottle must be 10 times better for you. You know, it's almost a case of that if a little bit of healthy eating is good, people just take it to the extreme. And it's not always based on science. You know, people, this involves cleanses, it involves restricting certain nutrients and certain food groups where there really isn't a scientific base to it.
Wow. Okay. And the whole thing about one glass of wine is good, maybe the whole bottle, tomorrow's Wine Wednesday. I'll heed your advice. Dr. Rohan, thanks so much for this.
Thanks, Angela.
Dr. Rohan Basundath with Preventus Collaborative Health.